Oh, hey, Mike. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. I know last we spoke, we were talking about, you know, maybe taking the Facebook ads off and reducing it to $149.
And then what does that give me?
So with that package, you'd still be on the first page of Google locally. You'd still be on the first page of Bing. The website is yours, right? But it's still attached to everything, so it gets exposure that you need to bring clients. And then you're mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So with that package, you'll still get, you know, a lot of exposure because 87% of consumers.
Why do I get calls every day saying that I'm not on voice activated stuff?
Oh, you know what? Those are the spam callers. They'll call you and they'll say, you're not on voice activated, or there's problems with your website, or your Google listing is not up to date. And the whole objective in those types of calls is they want you to spend more money with them. Right? Because if they told you the truth and that you were ranking on the voice-activated devices, then you'd have no need to talk to them, right? So what I always recommend if you get calls like that is just defer them. Say, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're not going to call me because they're a spam call, right? But that way, at least you don't have to deal with any of it, and you can kind of defer it away from yourself.
Okay. Let me see something real quick. Okay. How late are you going to be in the office?
I'm here until 4:00 Pacific. So you're on Pacific too, right?
You said 4:00.
Mm-hmm. Or if you like, I can update the payment method and I could set it to run either later this evening or tomorrow morning if you'd rather do that.
Set the what? What are you saying?
I could put in a new payment method because the card that we have is no good. We have a Visa ending in 1490. So I could put the new card in. Right. And then I can update that and then just process it either this evening or tomorrow morning whenever you think it would work.
I'm going to have to give you a personal card. But I'll have to wait home until I get home and grab my wallet out of my other vehicle.
Oh, I see. You don't have the personal card on you. Got it. Okay.
No, I'm like 10 minutes from my house, though.
Okay.
And I think I don't want to give you my debit card information. So I'd rather just give you another credit card. I want to keep the Google Guaranteed going. And I like to keep the Facebook ads going. And I would like better pictures, more updated pictures. I've seen you guys a lot of pictures, and it's always the same old ones.
Mm-hmm.
If that's okay. And
on your Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay,
or whatever ads you run for me.
Yep, yeah. So the reason I was asking is because you have your own site. So sometimes people, when they say, oh, I want better pictures, they're talking about their site. But in your case, you're talking about the Facebook because that's where we're running those extra ads for you.
Yeah.
Let me see if you have – do you have any updated images on the site that we could pull off for the Facebook? Or do you have anything specific, like a good before and after or something like that you'd like to send us? Because if not, we can just update using stock photos.
I could probably try to send you some updated pictures or whatever. I don't understand why. I've sent plenty of them, and they're never updated. They never – get added new different pictures. It's always the same old ones.
Really? Okay, let me see.
I've sent tons of pictures, but I guess I could send more.
Yeah, I see some images were sent back in March. So let me check with the Facebook ads department and just see if they still have the file with those. If they do, they can put them on there. You know, it could be that when they came, maybe the technicians updated them on the Google listing and didn't really realize that they wanted, you know, you wanted them to go on the Facebook or something.
So how much money do I owe you guys right now to keep going?
So if you want to keep the Facebook, it would be $249. Well, you'll still keep the Facebook listing either way, and we can still put the new pictures on it. But if you want the ads to run on it, it will be $249. If you want it without the ads, it would be $149.
Well, I'll do the $249, but can you hold on 1 second? I need to take this call.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes, I'll wait for you. Take your time. No worries.
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, that was a customer. I just got done doing a job, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. I understand.
But
so
yeah, give me a...
me to call back in like a half an hour or something, or?
Yeah, call me back in like 30 minutes, and I'll give you a new credit card to use. But I only want to be billed once a month. I don't want this weird... every 2 weeks, $250 be coming out. I don't understand some of the billing because Google Ads does hit me more than once a month. Yeah, but why? If it's $450 a month, and I'm not even getting $450 in leads sometimes, but then 3 weeks later they hit me again, and then 3 weeks later it's like, I don't understand. I don't even get the full $450 of leads.
Yeah, it should be giving you the full $450 of leads, but it looks like they only charge you once a month for the leads, but do you want me to have them put the Google Guaranteed leads on pause so you don't have to worry about it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's the only advertising I'm using right now, but sometimes
that's what I thought you said.
I get a Google Guaranteed call and it's just somebody asking me if I'm hiring or if it's just somebody asking me a question. Oh, can I put my tree this year? And I'm like, sure.
Oh,
and they're okay, bye. And I'm like, dude, I just get charged $150 yesterday for three calls that had nothing to do with the lead.
So if you look on the dashboard, and I can show you how to do this when I call you back, it shows you charged and not charged. So, for instance, a call came in on May 5th, and it says 541-613-0996, and it says you weren't charged for that. Another one on May 3rd, 541-304-8300, it says not charged for that. Then two calls came in from 541-936-9078, and those came through the regular Google listing. So that's unlimited. You don't have to worry about paying extra for those because those come through the local Google Maps. That's part of that 249 package. And then the last lead that you were actually charged for was on May 2nd, which was the 541-777-1933. So you have technicians here in the Google Guaranteed Department that review the leads for you automatically. And if it's someone just asking a tree question or something like that, then they go in and they credit you for those. They don't actually charge you for those.
Okay. I don't have time to do all that stuff, so as long as they listen in and know what's going on.
Yeah, you can see on the dashboard, and even sometimes next to the ones that'll charge, it'll say valid next to it because they've already reviewed it. But the other ones that say not charged, then those they're automatically giving you credits for because they're not charging you if someone's just calling asking for tree advice, you know?
Okay. Did you say 28?
28.
Thank you. Okay. Well, if you want to just give me a call back in a half hour, I'll have some updated card information for you.
Of course. No problem. I'll talk to you then.
And then you guys will be able to do the charge that Google guarantees to the same card?
Yeah. Once we put that new card on file, it'll stay on file. So the Google guaranteed will stay running. And then when it comes time to charge it, they'll use that same payment method.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
All right. Call me back like 30 minutes.
Sounds good. Okay. Talk to you then.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.